This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A lot of the time when we talk about startups on this program, we're talking tech startups, right? And the things that those startups are building is usually an app with code and all that. Not to say that that's not hard work, but not all startups are Uber, right? Sometimes startups are, a robot company trying to build a robot that can build brick walls. And while the non-bricklaying and non-robot-making public might think to itself, come on, how hard can it be? Turns out it can be pretty hard. Jonathan Waldman tells a story of a startup trying to do it in his new book. It's called SAM, One Robot, A Dozen Engineers, and the Race to Revolutionize the Way We Build. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
I want to start with a basic thing here because it escaped my understanding and my guess would be others as well. The difference between a robot and a machine, and which one is SAM?
I like that question because a lot of people have been identifying SAM as somehow containing AI, which it does not. Uh-huh. As far as a robot and a machine, doesn't really make a difference to me.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sure robot scientists will write to us and object, but that's fine. I'll take that hit. Now, here's the second part of this question, and it goes to what this gizmo, SAM, does. And I watched a couple of videos, and I read the book, and I'm confused about why this was so hard, because fundamentally all this thing is doing is slapping some cement on a brick and slapping it on a wall. Discuss.
Yeah, it seems really easy. It lays bricks about 400 bricks an hour, but it can do that all day and all night. And the two parts of it that were really hard is it had to figure out where exactly it was when it's in front of a wall. And then they also had to figure out how the heck do you pump mortar out of a tube onto a brick, because that's also not the way people do it. They put mud down on a wall first and put a brick on top of the mud.
Mud being bricklayer talk for cement, right? Or concrete, whatever it is.
Yeah. And a mudslinger being bricklayer talk for a bricklayer.
Gotcha. There is a whole part of this interview that we could get into about the bricklayer subculture, but we won't, except to say this. You mentioned 400 bricks an hour. Speed matters with bricklayers and thus for what this machine can do because it goes to how fast you can build.
Yep. It's probably the biggest thing in construction. Everything gets delayed for any number of reasons out there, and if you can build faster, you can make more money.
Can we do a little biographical sketch here of Scott Peters, the guy who is the visionary is fair enough. How did bricks come to be his passion?
So his father-in-law is a project manager for a construction firm, and in 96, he was working on a job in Syracuse and kept saying to himself, there's got to be a better way. And he sat on the notion for about 10 years until he finally met his daughter's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then they started going back and forth and scheming it up and talking to people who could help him build a robot. And it turns out Scott's a pretty talented inventor.
So let's get through the development and testing of this thing. And it's a narrative tale that I will not spoil. But suffice it to say, it was not easy to come up with this machine and thus, as you say in the subtitle of this book, revolutionize the way we build.
It was not easy. A lot of engineers around the world have kind of had this fantasy of building a machine that can pick up blocks and put them where they're supposed to go. The engineers who designed this machine could get it to work in their office, and as soon as they brought it to the field, they faced a pretty steep learning curve.
Talk to me about the biz dev portion of this project, right? Business development. He went out and he said, hey, I've got a robot that lays bricks. What was the response?
A lot of guys screamed in his face or walked out of the room. A lot of guys said, I'm too busy to talk and maybe some other time. A few people said, we'll give it a shot. I know you want to try it for 6 months. Maybe you could try it for 2 weeks. And then Scott, meanwhile, was trying to figure out if he should rent machines or sell machines or start his own masonry company or license the software he developed. He's sort of trying to figure out all of it at once.
So you look at videos of this thing and you read this book and you realize that maybe they only got halfway there because what they wanted to do was build a machine that could build walls, right? Could lay bricks by itself. And what they got was a thing that helps humans build walls because there's human beings surrounding this machine.
Yeah. And actually, it was pretty funny because they always knew that developing a fully autonomous robot would basically be impossible. But even developing a semi-autonomous robot was really hard and sort of guarantees that it's going to need a person to either to load bricks and to load mortar, but also to strike the joints between the bricks that go down. And even that still sort of pissed off a lot of masons, but it's not about to throw them out of jobs.
It's funny that what looks to be such a Herculean effort by this little company winds up having marginal impact.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I actually sort of think what's happened is that the futurists and the talk that they use have sort of gotten to all of us. There's a lot of hype out there with technology, and I think it's worth sort of slowing down and instead of looking ahead, look at where we actually are right now.
And the reality is that there's a certain amount of rote in this economy that we just have to do, and it can't all be Facebook getting 2 billion people. Sometimes it's putting mud on a brick.
I think exactly that.
It's a book called Sam. It's about a robot. It's about a machine that lays bricks, but really it's about a lot more than that. Jonathan Waldman wrote it. Jonathan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.